News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Last night, Donald Trump gave his State of the Union address. Now, when FDR laid out the what was known as the Four Freedoms speech, he prepared America for war, redefined commitment to global democracy, and set out American foreign policy values for decades to come. He did all that in 36 minutes. Donald Trump took 106 last night. David Smith is with us, Guardian's Washington Bureau Chief. David Smith, three times the length of the most influential State of the Union speech in history. Was it worth it?
And probably three times less memorable. I don't think this one will stand the test of time like Franklin Roosevelt. It was a lot of it was familiar territory from Donald Trump. It started on a very triumphalist note. He was really trying to play that role of the salesman that he does, telling us that the American economy is roaring and successful, and there's job growth and incomes are going up and inflation's coming down. Then it took a darker turn as he raged against the Democrats and blamed them for past ills, and particularly dwelled on immigration, always his signature issue, and that's where it became fractious, as he talked about Minneapolis, he talked about Somali immigrants there and the negative effect they're having. He was heckled by at least two members of Congress who at one point shouted, you killed Americans, with reference to the ICE crackdown in Minneapolis. Otherwise, there's a bit of foreign policy, no great revelations on his plans for Iran. It ended, of course, with huge applause from Republicans, Democrats sitting on their hands, and a reminder that America remains bitterly divided over race and other issues.
I think we have throttled the computer into submission, so let's have a listen back to some of it.
And we liberated millions from the chains of fascism, communism, oppression, and terror. Americans lifted humanity into the skies on the wings of aluminum and steel. And then we launched mankind into the stars on rockets powered by sheer American will and unyielding American pride. All of this and so much more is the enduring legacy, unmatched glory of the hardworking patriots who built and defended this country and who still carry the hopes and freedoms on all of humanity's backs.
It has to be said, David, as metaphors go, the wings of aluminum and steel is quite something.
It certainly is, yes. And, we had Donald Trump, the performer, at this address, never more so than when he pointed to the U.S. men's hockey team, who just won Olympic gold 2 days ago. And that got probably the biggest cheer of the night, including from Democrats, and helped that whole message of, America is on top and America is winning. But I think that message will also be jarring for many Americans who are not feeling it, who are still struggling to make ends meet and put food on the table. There was little real empathy for them. They were just being told that this picture is very rosy. And I think many of them may well punish Donald Trump and Republicans at the ballot box in the midterm elections in November.
Now, that being said, there was, of course, the usual egregious hyperbole throughout, and much of it dedicated to the economic performance. But the underlying economic performance, if one sets aside the national debt, is relatively okay. They have GDP growth in the mid-twos, jobs are pretty much at total employment, inflation isn't great, but it is nowhere near where it once was. So overall, you could see why he would want to be somewhat triumphalist, no?
Sure. I mean, it's still by far the biggest and most powerful economy in the world, and inflation is below 3%. But there are worrying signs in the jobs market. Growth there has been sluggish. Trump promised that his tariffs would revive manufacturing, and in fact, that lost 80,000 jobs last year. And on the tariffs point, he described last week's Supreme Court decision as unfortunate, as he had the Supreme Court justices sitting right close to him. And that's relatively temperate language for Trump by his normal standards. The overall headline figures for the economy are relatively positive, but that was also true for Joe Biden, and he failed to really connect with this problem that although the stock market may be high, millions of people are struggling day to day. And I think now Trump faces that same issue. It's no good telling people how great things are and what the figures show if they're not feeling it in their daily lives.
And I believe that that kind of that sense of how people are feeling it in their daily lives is being reflected in some of the latest polling. I see CNN giving him a 32% approval rating and a 61% saying that the policies are taking America in the wrong direction.
Yes, I mean, he went into this speech with the lowest approval rating of any president who's gone into their first State of the Union address. There's great discontent, even over Trump's signature issues, the economy and immigration. There were many Americans who felt that he overreached and went too far in that crackdown in Minneapolis, where, of course, two Americans were killed, Rene Good and Alex Pretti, and their names were not uttered tonight in the speech, nor indeed were the names of any survivors of abuse by Jeffrey Epstein, even though many of them were present for this speech. And that's another issue that is something of a drag on Donald Trump's popularity right now. So, you know, he was relatively disciplined, and this is something of a blueprint for the way Republicans will talk during the election campaign. But I think there's still a lot of work to do.
David, thank you very much. That is David Smith, Guardian's Washington Bureau Chief.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.